From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents DeBron Thomas and his band, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 545th live performance. How about a hand for that? That's exciting stuff. 545. Tonight we are so pleased to present a night of music with DeBron Thomas. Appearing with DeBron tonight are fellow musicians Lee Carroll, Smith Donaldson, and Daniel Moeller on drums. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, DeBron Thomas and his band.
There we go.
She loved me, but I don't know now, baby. Don't wanna love me. You You try to make me out to be a sentimental fool, but you don't want no baby who can play by your own rules. Bedroom strangers crashing in my head now. Bedroom strangers crashing up in my bed. Bedroom strangers trying to get at me now. Bedroom strangers now crashing in my head. A bedroom stranger now crashing up in my bed. A bedroom stranger trying to get at me. Well, she's a bedroom stranger. Yeah, she's trying to get at me. She's a bedroom stranger. Yeah, she's trying.
Thank you very much.
That's nice stuff. Yeah, hey, it's me over here.
I was like, oh, where'd you go? You know, the best part about it is on radio, nobody's going to even know that I couldn't see you. Nobody can even really see that I'm not wearing pants right now, so it's all great.
That's excellent. Thanks for doing that for us. Great to have you here.
Well, hey, yeah. You know, I'm blessed to be here because, honestly, there was a period of time about this time last year that I didn't even know if I'd ever be able to play guitar again. I'm just honestly, honest to God, blessed to be here and able to be sharing my music with everyone here and everyone listening. So thank you all so much for having me.
Well, why don't we start there? What happened?
I had been working on the record. We started in 2014. I guess it was like tail end of 2013 we started tracking. In the period of time in which we recorded the album, I lost a job and was trying to figure out how I was going to pay for everything. You know, we figured it out, scrounged enough money. It was all good. I had lost a bunch of weight. Things were great. And the record came out in October of 2015. And on November 12th, 2015, I broke my pinky at one of my jobs on a kickball. The night after, we were supposed to play at the Lyric Theater opening for Nick West, whose drummer was John Blackwell from the New Power Generation. First person I called was Daniel, and he listened to me cry on the phone for about 15 minutes. We went to our practice space and really tried to see what was gonna happen, and it was a really difficult time. I played the show. I honestly don't remember very much of it, but Daniel and Smith took very good care of me. When I say that I wouldn't be here if it weren't for them, I truly mean that, and Lee Carroll as well. All three of these people on stage with me right now have had a very big impact in me becoming the musician that I am from just every aspect of the word family. So after I broke my finger, I was basically not playing music for 8 months. I worked really hard to rehab to get back to where I am. Still have issues from day to day, but you know, big shout out to Dr. Martin Favetto, who put this metal in my hand, allowed me to close and open my finger again. Bourbon in my glass. My house, Lord, it's empty and cold. Well, now there's bourbon in my glass. Won't ease the pain that I feel inside. got, oh, Andre. But I still don't buy my team. Well, I work 4 jobs every night. I swear the man low, he takes every dime. Walk every night, and I sleep long when I'm dead. In my pocket now, but I still don't have in poverty. Remember the day you died, the 16th on my mind. But what you left me well, Lord, it's staying that I can't deny. My friends on the wild, but I'm still running out of tears. All my friends. I have to say, full disclosure, everybody in this band on stage with me right now has some sort of ailment. So the running joke is, together we are a fully functioning human being. honestly, the hardest part about it, though, was probably just not having practiced. Mm. Once we kind of got that together, things seemed to maybe roll out a little bit better.
Releasing the record, putting all this work into it, and literally not being able to ride any particular coast, you know, momentum on it. But fortunately, I will say that whenever the Lord closes a door, he opens a window. And this past summer, Smith Daniel and I were able to go fly to California to play a blues festival out there back in my hometown. And it was like, and, you know, we played in San Francisco too. It was great. So
your mom live out there?
Yeah, my mom's originally from Adair County, but she lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, and so does my dad.
How did you happen to come to Kentucky? Was it actually to attend the University of Kentucky?
Came out here to go to the University of Kentucky. My mom had breast cancer my senior year of high school, so I only applied to two colleges. I applied to University of Kentucky, and I applied to San Francisco State. And I got rescinded from San Francisco State because my second semester grades were awful because I was taking care of my mom. But I didn't get my acceptance letter to UK until a year late. So I was like already like, I was one full semester into community college when I got this acceptance letter from the University of Kentucky. And I sent the letters at the same time. So, you know, maybe it got lost or something. I don't know. Go Cats, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So was it the music program at UK that drew
my true love is radio. Sly Stone is the reason that I got into radio. He was a DJ at KSOL in San Francisco.
Yeah,
in the
60s. Knew that. I learned that from you.
It's hilarious because if you go, you can find one of his air checks, and it's really entertaining listening to him give an advertisement for Schlitz malt liquor.
Then at UK with WRFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when I was...
What'd you do at RFL, though?
I did the Crunkadelic Funk Show.
Okay, that's where it started.
It started at RFL, and I interviewed all kinds of people. I had Rick James Jr., both of Sugar Otis's kids were on there, various members of Parliament Funkadelic. When I started interning at WKY, my boss already knew who I was because he listened to my show all the time. You know, it was a very easy jumping transition. I mean, you know, it's college radio and NPR obviously are different, but the whole love for it is the same. You're just producing it to a slightly different audience.
Well, I've been waiting a long time to tell you just how I feel. When I'm around you, everything feels all right, yeah. Would you take a risk with me? All I want is to make you smile. Won't let it fade away. I don't mean to be frightened. Wanna make you mine. Yeah, would you take a risk with me? Oh, would you take a risk with me? If I told you that I loved you now, would it change? If I told you that I loved you now, would you give me your heart? If I told you that I loved you now, would anything change? Would you take a risk with me? Would you take a risk with me? I wanna tell you how I feel. Wanna be more than your friend. All I don't mean is to tell you is that I love you now. Well, take a risk with me. Whoa, would you take a risk with me? Thank you.
I told you that I loved you, baby, would you give me your heart? If I told you that I loved you, would anything change? Well, would you take a risk with me? Well, would you take a risk with me? Well, would you take a risk with me?
Thank you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Debron Thomas and his band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Debron Thomas after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.